Yeah, talking about Tecovas. Love Tecovas boots. Some of my favorites here. This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it out to a store, visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Yeah, talking about LiquidIV.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated. We'd have headaches. We'd be tired, exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work. We'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover.
Hangover.
Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus eight vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Whoa, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay. I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com!
Yeah, Jenny!
I was vibing.
I know you were. It's always shocking, isn't it?
It is.
You know?
Yeah.
You're beautiful today.
Oh, thank you.
Great night's sleep, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you. Good for you, Jabes.
Yeah.
Super proud of you.
Thanks so much. How about you?
I was up late last night, working, doing stuff, didn't sleep great.
Yeah.
Watching, I've always got like the NFL, whatever the Monday night game is, in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Although it's starting to get worthless. Another quarterback went down last night.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we're just watching backups.
Pull it back.
Oh,
now.
I will. Oh, I will.
So you were talking about...
But it was on, you know, mybookie.com, promo code Drinking Bros is a sponsor on this show, as well as Drinking Bros and everything else. Threw a little money on it in the background just to feel alive inside while you're doing soulless work.
Mm-hmm.
I came down. I didn't want to interrupt you.
Sure.
You're a light sleeper, and I didn't want to my bullshit to wake you up again, right?
Yeah.
I feel like every night I work late, I'll come down and kick over a child's toy.
Yeah.
That or just some form of train.
Playing a song.
Yeah.
that starts like, and you're just like, not only do I get woken up by that, but I get woken up by like, God damn it, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's usually my voice screaming over whatever I've tripped on.
It's a whole thing.
There's blood involved. Yeah. And I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah.
You're never going to get rid of all the Lego pieces, unfortunately. Sorry, parents. There's gonna be a stray one that's gonna catch you there. Right. But you always go to sleep to some form of Netflix or podcast or something like that.
Something kind of boring, but enough to peak.
Right, and just interest. To go to sleep, and and then you're done and good. A lot of people do that. Mm-hmm. The other day in Hollywood, I saw a shit ton of money because of the seltzer and the meetings and investments and all this stuff. I try to track where people are investing. A lot of people are investing into these sleep apps where it's a calming, soothing thing, getting everybody to fall asleep, and it's nice. I was unaware how popular that was, I guess. Have you ever tried one of those things?
I have. Not the actual app. I'm leaning towards maybe doing a Calm app, because that's the one that I get targeted ads for.
Is it
constantly?
Really?
Yeah. And every time it comes up, I'm like, oh my God, that's so calming. And it's somebody reading something or whatever with the background of like water trickling. It's amazing, right? It's sound machine for adults, basically, which is like, we've grown up with, we're a generation now that's grown up with sound machines, white noise, whatever. We were taught at an early age to like need something to kind of go to sleep.
So this will lead me back to the Monday Night Football conversation. On YouTube TV, for those of you who have it, they'll run a certain amount of ads during the commercial breaks of these NFL games. And then the last like 15 seconds, you have the option to tap this button on YouTube TV. And it'll be like, do you want a calming YouTube experience? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, yes, I do.
Sure.
And it was like dolphins swimming in the water and just the noises and sounds.
Yeah.
For 15 seconds, and then boom, the game pops back on. And I was like, why the fuck are they doing that?
Right.
That's new.
Right.
Do they want us to calm down and not scream at the television? I can't really figure it out.
Congress is kind of making them do those little things.
Are they really?
Well, you know, it's war on the, you know, social media of any kind corrupting our minds and, you know.
Okay.
Controlling us, right?
Yeah, because yesterday on here, what the fuck is this? It was a big company that just picked off one of the sleep app companies. Not the sleep app. Mm-hmm. That's one of them. But there's another one called like Hush and something else. And I was like,
oh my God, Hush.
Yeah. I'm like, fuck, people are really doing this. And there's a lot of money being pumped into these things right now.
I bet you have to put in a lot of information.
I don't want to do that. That's the problem. Like, I just
know,
don't
want
to do that.
I know, but in order, don't you think?
I guess. I don't want to give.
Maybe not. Maybe you just go like, what are your likes and dislikes as far as calming stuff? I guess
right.
You don't it's not tracking your sleep. Now those, big money.
Is it really?
Yeah. I mean.
A buddy of mine posts his occasionally on like Instagram stories. How does it track your sleep?
With the watch.
It does?
Yeah.
And it tells you like how fast your heart is beating and all that other stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have like Whoops, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but on your phone, on your Apple, there's a health fitness app that's built in.
Okay.
You connect that to your phone, it'll tell you like, hey, you need to stand up. You haven't stood today. Hey, you need to go for a walk. Hey, you only burned this many calories today. Hey, you slept 6 hours uninterrupted.
But
you
how
need
does
a meditation?
How does it know if you had a great night's sleep? How does it know what your dreams were or anything else? Like
not dreams, but with the watch, I think it can tell, right? With heart
it tracks
rate and stuff.
How many times you like wake up, heart rate, yeah. All that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Even without the watch, it will check like if you grab your phone. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. At a certain time in night, like when it goes off, whatever. So, I don't know.
So, here was the big move yesterday, and then we'll get to the one that happened this morning. That's how much money is going into these things. Bob, look up, the company is called Hatch.
Oh, Hatch.
And it's saying, introducing Pillow Talk. So, if you go to YouTube, there's actually a trailer for it. Go ahead and play it there. I haven't watched it. I just read the article, because it was late, and I went awake here or anything. But, what is it? Yeah, that's the one right there.
Do you want to talk about murder?
We're here to help you wind down.
There's nothing more soothing than petting alpacas in Peru.
Why do baseball managers wear uniforms?
Ooh, have you never watched a drag show in Cambodia?
Who was the World Series MVP in 1987?
And can you believe they still haven't found the body?
Want to fall in love again?
Do you want to talk about...
comedy.
Sports.
Travel.
True crime.
Culture.
Have I got the place for you? Hit it!
Okay, that's gay to me. Like, you're just...
But what is it what,
that looks terrible. Also, Hatch,
what's
by the way...
the difference than a podcast?
I have the Hatch app on my phone. That's for my fucking baby.
That's
is
what
it really?
I was just going to say. The yeah. Nest or the Hatch.
Is... Hatch is my baby's fucking noise machine.
Okay.
It's a podcast that you interact with, I imagine.
You interact with it?
Because you ask it questions, right?
Well, I think they're just saying this, but then...
They're saying
they
it, and it'll give you different categories. Correct, yeah. That's the same thing I gathered,
and
right?
Where is it playing from?
Yeah.
The little machine right there. Right?
I know, but who's recording this stuff? Is it all like people hired by Hatch, or do they find all these things that you want and compile them?
Yeah, what are you doing for your baby? Like, what are you asking it to play your baby?
No. Baby,
white noise. It's just like...
But it's something that you can control, right, from your phone?
Yes.
Yeah. So you can control the light of it.
Yeah,
it has sounds, how loud it is, start it again without having to go in there.
Okay. This one, don't really give a shit about. Now, the one they introduced today. So, by the way, this one is apparently so big, they just picked off the head of podcast executive Natalie Mullum over at SiriusXM. And they're going to run this fucking Hatch thing. All right, great. Congratulations. I guess you have a shit ton of money to do that.
So then it must be compiling either audiobook type stuff, podcast type things, if they're using...
Why couldn't you just do that on your own? I mean, that's kind of what you're doing every single night anyways. So
it's kind of like, you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of one time me and my writing partner wrote a script to shop to...
your writing partner?
Snapchat. Yeah, Gershwitz. Snapchat. Mm-hmm. When Snapchat was doing shows on their stories or whatever. That's what like this is, right? Like no one goes to Snapchat to watch a show.
No.
No one goes to a baby's noise machine to listen to a podcast.
Exactly. No.
But some dipshit is like, hey, you know what? We could be the new podcast.
Oh, right. God. And it's like, or I could just go on my phone and there's actually a podcast called like not boring enough, just boring enough or whatever. Uh-huh. And it's, you know, stories, them reading like how cheese is made to you.
Oh, God.
And you, but that kind of works because you're like, oh, I want to know. And then as they get into it, you fall asleep.
Also,
it's science.
Have you heard some of the ads for other podcasts on other networks? It almost sounds artificially like made.
They are.
They don't sound like real people.
No, so they are. And I'd wondered this a couple years ago because there was one podcast in particular that I listened to. And I came in to you and I said, this sounds like AI. Like there's a script and then they're just reading, like an AI voice is reading this.
The Markle?
No, it was the Daily Wire's version of...
Oh, yeah.
I was like, this sounds like fake people. This doesn't sound real. So I don't really get it. Now, here's where you flip the script on it. Today, they just dropped a new one. Bob, what's the name of this one in Variety?
This is Calm, the Calm app.
Calm app. Okay, so this is different. However, they're resurrecting dead people to read to you.
Love it.
And I'm all in on that. And the first one they're leading off with is none other than Jimmy Stewart. And who does a better Jimmy Stewart than Bob? Now, this is AI-generated Stewart. And they've got a clip. Can you play the clip here? Just
and
so
you
I can
guys
hear
have,
it?
You guys have to guess if it's the actual clip. Or if it's Bob. Okay.
Well, hello. I'm James Stewart. But, well, you can call me Jimmy. Tonight, I'm going to tell you a story.
I don't like this at all.
It's a heartwarming story of love.
Doesn't sound like Jimmy Stewart.
Of loss, of hope, and of joy. But most of all, it's a wonderful sleep story.
Oh, God.
Does he read It's a Wonderful Life?
No. It's an original story about sleeping and something else, and it's Christmas related. They're saying that it's very, very realistic. That sounds like shit to me.
That's not me. Yeah. That's not my voice.
That's what I want to hear.
Yes.
I don't know who that is.
honestly, thank you, Jimmy. Thank you, Jimmy.
That's what I want to hear to go to sleep. That's the other guy's not Jimmy Stewart.
No,
I'm sorry.
No, but like when I first heard Jimmy Stewart, I was thinking of, he's always kind of manic.
Yeah.
So I couldn't think of someone less calming, right?
No.
Unless they made him fakely calm.
Can I tell you this? That the podcast that me and Dan did 4 years ago predicted this? Our sketch show.
Oh, really?
We did a sketch where Jimmy Stewart is ripped from the afterlife by new technology that Pepsi just randomly owns. And they're just using Jimmy Stewart's ghost to sell Pepsi. Yeah. Like he's just like at. He doesn't understand where he is. He's like, where am I? Where's my family? Where are my children?
This isn't like, whiskey, right?
Yeah, like Mr. Stewart, here's your script. What do you mean, Pepsi Cola? I don't understand what's happening here.
That's what I wanted to hear. So I saved that. I didn't listen to it in advance. I wanted to hear it live with you guys and especially Bob there. That
very good.
It's not the Jimmy I know. That's not the Jimmy I want to listen to.
That was genuinely bad. It was bad.
Terrible.
What else is there? Because I will say, if they could do a Bourdain, that would be great. Only because I'm listening to, I'll listen to his books, but he has like three. So
I think
I'm
out on Bourdain.
You what?
I think I'm out on Bourdain.
What do you mean
out? Forever?
Just forever. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I understand that affects no one.
I know.
No, I understand that.
But I get it.
This is on the heels of another one. So they're doing a entire movie that is AI generated, including the actors. And it's, I believe it's Edith Piaf, the fucking
French chick.
Yeah. The La Vie en Rose. You remember that movie? Yeah. It was awesome with Julianne Cotillard.
If you don't. Amazing. Know who Edith Piaf is from that sort of reference, deep cut film reference. The right before the final battle in Saving Private Ryan, the record they're listening to. That is Edith Piaf.
But the movie was big. She won the Oscar for playing her and everything else. Now the family who owns the rights to her is doing another biopic, but it's going to be all AI generated with, I guess, her voice and songs and all the other stuff. And I don't want to see that either,
Nobody wants that.
No.
Nobody wants it.
No. But I have a feeling every dead celebrity's family is now going to be like, great, how can we cash in on this? We own the rights to, our great-great-grandfather. What's next? Fucking Robert E. Lee? Is he going to tell some old Civil War stories around a fire?
That'd be really funny. If some like Robert E. Lee's like great, great, whatever. It was like woke as fuck. And he just like was also broke as fuck.
He
brought him back so that you could like pay to berate Robert E. Lee.
They just change history where it's like after this battle, Robert E. Lee's just sitting around a fire just going, I felt bad about killing blacks, and I wish I had never done something to that. Mm-hmm. I mean, because you can do whatever you want at that point because you own the rights to it. But man, this is getting real fucking murky these days, isn't it?
Yeah.
That Joe Rogan show is still on the fucking charts, the AI one.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
What is
it? It's the AI generated Joe Rogan podcast, still on the fucking charts on iTunes.
That's what it's called?
Oh, yeah. It's called the Joe Rogan AI Experience, and it's still in the charts, and they're still doing interviews. They did one with Trump the other day. And you're like, all right, cool. Who's listening to that? But also, it's in the charts, so somebody's listening to it.
Maybe, yeah.
Which is even creepier there. I haven't checked back in on it in a while to see if they're doing ads or whatever, but one would imagine Joe wouldn't be too thrilled about that.
It doesn't affect him.
It doesn't,
he has
but
the same amount of everything.
He does.
Yeah.
But at what point are you just like, all right, cool, man. Is this going to get out into the world and somebody going to think this interview with Trump was real? Like, that would piss me off, I guess.
If someone thinks that it's real, though, they're clearly
pretty dumb.
But have you listened to
it? It keeps getting better and better.
I know, but if you're connected to the world in any way, in any real way, you would know what that is. So, like, unless you literally are listening to it under a rock in a fucking bunker.
Mm-hmm.
And again, who cares, right?
Video AI is getting there, though.
Give it time.
Just give it a couple of years, and we're going to not be able to distinguish.
And that's, this biopic that we're talking about, that's what they're hoping to do with it, Delco, is that.
And eventually it's going to get to the point where, like, evidence in court, like video evidence, is not going to be able to be used.
Yeah, it's going to be inadmissible because...
Ooh, we could go back to the heyday.
I know.
We can go back to the 70s.
I know.
Wait, is this perfect? All man has is his word.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Sorry. Nothing's admissible. Nothing,
yeah. Because it could be AI generated.
You guys, we could fucking get away with murder, I feel like.
Well, look, I'm not going to try it. Thought about it, obviously.
Me neither.
But with all this shit, it's just getting so fucking murky where you're like, all right, cool. Because I thought for a second, maybe they pulled up, he read an old story and it was from the vault or something like that. Even that Beatles song that we talked about a few weeks ago, pretty goddamn good, ended up being number one. And I got to the bottom of it, by the way, of what they actually AI'd in there. Apparently it was the chorus that was hard to hear. So that's what they AI'd in there.
I mean, the fucking graphics for the trailer just dropped for Grand Theft Auto 6, which comes out in 2025. There's some cut scenes in that trailer that I'm like, holy shit, is that... That's a video game.
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted to ask you about that. So it got leaked last night, I guess, and people were pissed. I guess Grand Theft Auto sued.
I imagine Rockstar's not thrilled because they wanted to have a slow roll.
Oh, they're pissed about it, right? So how realistic is it?
Here, Rob, throw up the photo of the girl twerking on the car. It looks awesome. It's based in Miami.
Does it look like real people?
Yeah, it's based in Miami. There's a lot of Florida Man stuff.
Did you post something
okay.
from it?
That's why Florida Man was trending last night.
Yeah.
All right.
That's not it. That's it.
Which one?
No, not that one.
The black girl?
The black girl.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a video game, Ross.
Shut.
Put that on. Yeah, can you enlarge that? Holy fucking shit.
The video is even crazier because she's like twerking and the hair movement, everything's so realistic. And
wow,
it actually
dude.
Looks more realistic in the video than this image.
Have any of you guys been tricked, and I mean really tricked by anything?
Online? Yeah, like dating-wise,
app-wise. No, like seeing like a video or seeing a picture and thought, and
yes,
got duped.
I was. Okay. I'll tell you what it was. So there was a press conference with the coach of Michigan, Jim Harbaugh, and they had AI'd it. The first minute seemed real, and then what he was saying towards the end, I was like, oh, well, there's no way he would say this. But I also couldn't tell from the mouth movements and everything
they
else.
They AI'd it or they dubbed, like somebody dubbed it?
All right, look at this video.
They AI'd his voice and then popped it in.
Here's the video.
Okay. Cause I beat holy shit. That looks like a music video. Wow, dude. That looks like a music video.
Right.
Holy shit, dude.
But that's cool for Grand Theft Auto.
But if you can do it for that, you can do it for movies then.
Sure.
Wow. I've never seen it look that realistic before. No, that's wild. So last night, the whole internet exploded over this. I don't play video games, so I had no idea what it was about, but it's this
10 years in the making.
Shit.
And they still have another year and a half, whatever.
Oh, to go on it?
Yeah. So it's gonna look probably better.
Oh my god, dude. Yeah,
and
so then
I
guess
you can like shoot her, right?
Yes.
In the game?
Yeah, you can kill her, right?
Yeah, you can kill her.
Yeah.
You can kill anyone.
Cause then the other part of this is, all right, if it's this good right here in this clip, that to me looks like Fast and Furious.
Right.
Why couldn't you do a full movie then, I guess?
You could.
I know, but that's... What do you need actors or anybody else for?
A full movie
would still be
extremely easier than a full video game.
100%.
Oh, it's much shorter.
Yeah.
I imagine GTA is going to be 100 hours minimum.
And you don't have to solve shit in a movie. So a movie, you're just going by the script. I sat in one of these video game development things once at one of the big companies. A friend of mine from high school worked there, and they were like, oh, hey, do you want to stop by and see this? And I was like, not really into video games. And they were like, I think you should see this, though, because the way this works is pretty fucked up. So I went up, and it was in L.A. It was on Sunset and Vine, somewhere in that area. And it was like a, I don't know, 10-story building. Each floor was working on one video game and one video game only. And there was like 100 people with the lights off and like beanbags and shit playing this video game over and over and over again. And I was like, what's the story here? And they were like, they're trying to see how fast they can go, if there's any bugs or glitches, and if they get caught like inside a wall or something like that, and the characters can't move. Yeah. And then they have to report back what the bugs and glitches are. Mm-hmm. And I was like, do they make good money? And they were like, yeah, they make like 100 grand a year. And I go, yeah. But they sit in a room with the lights off for like 8 to 10
it's
hours
now
a day.
The dream, like anybody, like any kid that plays too much video games, the parents are like, well, maybe, you know. Maybe you can like
that's a it's get a dark
a job, do it, you know.
I didn't even like looking at it for 15 or 20 minutes. Like I felt uncomfortable in this room for 15 or 20 minutes, let alone if that was my full-time job every single day.
Right.
But with this, you can just skip it and be like, all right, cool, man.
It's a billion-dollar industry.
Yeah. I mean, there'll be a place insane, for your weird-ass kid that plays video games. Like there'll be a job. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Somewhere. Even if it's just tester. Remember that was like the dream? Oh, I'll just be a video game tester and I'll find all the things.
Oh, yeah. And then you get there and see it in real life and you're like, yeah. Oh, my God. I mean, there was like food and sodas all over the place.
You have all
it
these
was disgusting
video game creators, too. The guys that are like actually working on the game, they're treated not well. I remember there's a bunch of companies that have had like they've like gone on strike or they've like unionized because the conditions for their work environment are terrible.
Terrible.
Well, because they have to be in like a dark room and
not just that, but just the deadlines they have to meet and what they have to do.
Yeah,
it's like that's just not realistic.
Right.
That's why GTA has taken literally a decade to make.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you're getting that real though, movies are next. And I know with the Screen Actors Guild strike that just ended. The provisions came out and what they won, what they lost. They did not win AI.
Right.
The studios were adamant about it. Now we know why. I've never seen something that realistic.
Well, because it's a 3-year thing, right? So they're hoping that in 3 years they can come back with a better case as far as AI. So right now everything's kind of hypothetical.
Uh-huh.
So I don't think they were able to get it. But since the SAG deal is 3 years, they can revisit it. When they actually go like, here, you know what I mean? Like, this is the problem. Whereas right now, like, no one can really wrap their head around, like, why it's so much of a problem yet, right?
If I'm an actor...
I think that's why they were like,
if I'm an actor watching this clip, dude, that scares the shit out of me.
Watching the clip of...
of this GTA game.
GTA.
That scares the shit out of me.
I guess, but like...
as a creator, it doesn't. If I were an actor, though?
No, look at... listen, if you watch, are we able to watch this whole thing?
Will we get flagged for this? What do you think?
I don't know. We can watch a portion of it, though.
Because there are parts, Delco, you will agree, where it goes, where you go, okay. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah,
you can tell there's a video game aspect, but then some cutscenes, it's like, oh, they actually know
for
that.
Sure, yeah. For a second.
But is that intentional, too, where you still want the audience to feel like you're playing a video game?
Here, we'll pull up the like 19 seconds of it.
Okay.
Yeah. Like there's like they looked fake dancing.
That looks
good.
That looks like good. A video game.
Yeah,
that looks like a drone shot. The cars look good. That's a
video game.
Right.
That looks good.
That looks good.
I think
that looks awesome.
Oh wow.
Yeah, but it's still not.
Well, I think you need the element though of
the video game of
it
all.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah.
That's crazy though.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, this is fucking nuts, man. And to Delco's point, imagine 2 years from now.
Right.
It's only going to get better. I mean, look at how, I think on this show, everybody knows that I said he was stupid for AI. I was like, that's not going to be here for 10 years. No, every month it just keeps getting better and better. And we're shortening this window now.
And that's what he said to you.
He sure did. And we're seeing it happen.
I
feel like every
3 weeks.
Oh yeah, I've said I was wrong for.
Oh okay.
I apologized to him numerous times.
No. Just wondering.
Yeah.
Just wondering.
I've apologized to him numerous times on the show for that because I just didn't understand how the technology could catch up this fast. And here's why. Let's just go back in our lifetime with Walkman, right? You had the Walkman, which was the tape, and you put it in. Great. But then it took like 10 years for like the CD. You know, I was like,
Discman, right?
Oh, man. Then that would skip or whatever. And you had problems with that. You couldn't run with it. Everything else.
I had the anti-shock.
Finally. Yeah. Like 15 years later, you had the iPod.
Think about where we were 100 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And just the amount of ground we covered in 100 years.
Right.
Man, dude. And now from that iPod that was a brick, super heavy. Still my favorite, by the way. Worked great. Never had a problem with it.
Sure.
Couldn't break that goddamn thing, no matter where it fell out. Mm-hmm. Now we're here. I mean, holy shit, dude.
I mean, I'm not worried, but...
Okay. I'm not worried. I mean, look.
Like, if any other season besides first of Westworld has taught us anything, it's... And the total demise of Westworld, when they knew and we knew and they knew that we knew that we knew that did it. People don't, like, you just don't want everything to be fake. I believe that, and I'm just have to, right? Yeah.
And if they just ended that show after the first season, it's an all-time show.
All-time show, we would have been like, oh my God. I mean, the music, the everything, like, it was amazing.
And then they ruined it.
And then they ruined it. How'd they ruin it? By letting everybody know it was fake, making it fake. They know, we know, they know. And I just don't believe, and I have to continue to believe, or else I go into like depths of despair, like you're going like, oh, just wait, you know. You have to believe that people don't want that. Like with the video game, yeah, you want it. You're playing it. You know it's fake. Everyone knows it's fake, but you're playing it, right? A movie or anything where we get like real interaction, a podcast or whatever. I don't think we want that. I don't, but I don't know.
I think that's why VR headsets are still kind of cartoonish with graphics.
Right, because you can't.
If you had those Grand Theft Auto graphics in a VR, though.
Goodbye. We'll never see you again.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, we would never see you again.
Not you guys, but I mean, like, you'll never see someone that's super into that. Goodbye.
Well, but here's the other aspect of it is, let's say you do have a 9-to-5 job that you don't like. You're a single dude. And you get home and you just want to eat, pop that headset on, and then check out of life. Because that's essentially what we're doing when I'm watching like the NFL and shit,
I mean, that's
right?
What most of my generation does anyway.
Right. So, I mean,
it should only be for para, quadra, quads and paras.
You think so? You think Congress should pass that bill?
Yeah. And they can have a full on life.
Yeesh, dude.
What?
No, I'm just saying this is the fact that we're here already is nuts.
We're nowhere. Calm down. Literally. Like, be afraid. You were afraid 2 years ago. We're fine.
It's not about being afraid. It's because who did I talk to actualize about this with a strike? With the AI shit, they were like, oh, who gives a fuck? How serious is this? I was like, well, for somebody like me, let's say I churned out a script and they could make this for me inside the AI world and I could bring all these stories to life. It's fucking awesome. But for actors and writers and everybody else, maybe not so much.
Everything you read online now is essentially AI.
Yeah, it is.
Because even if it's a real writer, they're probably using AI.
Dude,
to, like,
even last night. So I read articles before I go to bed to get ready for these shows and everything else. I stopped halfway through this article and I was like, this is fucking AI. Like, this is nothing of what I'm actually trying to look for in this article. Oh. It was all AI. Mm. And I had to stop reading. And I know three of them have gotten pots in the last week, but I think it's way more than we actually know right now.
If there's real facts, who cares? Unless they're making shit up that isn't real, I don't care if something's AI. Right?
Yeah, it's just that I'll say this. The writing is very stale and boring. I think for financial shit, it's probably fine because it's just numbers and, hey, here's the quarterly reports and all that.
Shouldn't
other
that
stuff.
Shouldn't that be good for news, though? Don't you want
it should, yes.
To just facts, yep. Facts only.
Yes. And for news. That,
no opinion.
Right. Like, and it will be good, I think, for news. Okay. I wasn't reading that, though. It was a kind of a what appeared to be an opinion piece, and it definitely was not. They had just used AI on this, you know, type of blog to simulate the story that they were trying to get out to the public. And you're like, all right, wait a minute. This just seems like numbers and figures. Yeah, and
that's why I don't read.
and smart, and you should.
Yeah. It's just all like, ugh.
You think you're better than us reading?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, Zach Galifianakis, his character, the condescending illiterate. That's what I was doing.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I can't read. It's a really simple one, but it's, I use it a lot.
And by the way, real quick.
No, not articles. I just never... For what?
But real quick, to cap this off here, you start to feel old saying this shit, where you're like, holy shit, I can't believe this is all happening this fast. In my opinion, it's not really an age thing. It's how fast technology is moving versus when it wasn't. Like going back to the iPod and all that other stuff, like we just didn't have that big of an advance where you were like, holy shit. Now we are, and we're seeing it every single day with AI and celebrities and photos and all that other stuff. Like, I don't think Jesse was on the show. Remember the AI Jesus TikTok thing, where Jesus himself is now giving you, you know, scripture and all that other shit. Like, you're just like, holy shit!
Is it like?
I think it sucks.
I
think it sucks me personally, but you can tell.
As far as like how real it looks or whatever.
It's a different Jesus every time.
It's a different Jesus every time. But you can tell where it's headed, where you're like, all right, give that a year. And they'll have that Jesus dialed in, and he'll just be reading the Bible to you. And you'll have these huge accounts.
Harm in that is what?
It's not.
Okay.
But I think... Going back to it, like you'll have Amy Winehouse singing original songs. You'll have, you know what I'm saying? People will get greedy with the rights to things, and you know they're going to use their dead relatives forever.
The Beatles thing, like you were saying, they used AI. So what I thought you were saying is that they were using AI for the voice. What they were doing is basically like what we do with editing, right? So they were using AI to like raise the level of shit.
Yeah, and smooth it out.
Right. So there was nothing. Fake in there. It was just AI engineered, essentially,
like
right?
Like the Drake songs, though, those are completely... Whoever writes the songs can just have Drake say whatever he wants. So you
that
write,
I understand,
song,
but I don't...
Drake says it.
Right. But those I don't... Like I said, I listened to that Beatles thing one time.
But the Drake songs are good.
Are they good?
Yeah, they're good.
Oh, good.
I like the Beatles one, too, man. I thought it was really good. But yeah. I don't know if that's the right answer either, where I'm like, do I want to hear all my favorite old stars sing shit or do shit or...
Who's the person writing it, right?
Yeah,
so that's someone that had those ideas, couldn't get them out
mm-hmm.
unless they fucking had Drake do it.
Right. It's the same type of thing as like, oh, that's that movie that you wrote that's like really interesting about a heist or whatever. It's really cool idea. We're just going to need to make it Star Wars.
Yeah. Or we're going to need. Yeah.
But we'll get
we're
going to
need to do it totally animated, or we're going to need to get Ben Affleck in it, and then he's going to change it and make it. But.
We'll get to the point, though, where you can just do it yourself.
Yes.
Right.
With the help of computers.
Yep.
As you know, in order to get good stuff out there, you need a name attached.
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen, that also is going to make things rise to the top.
But you can...
That person that made the Drake song is clearly talented, but couldn't get it out, right?
It's just the next evolution of, like, my generation, which grew up with cameras and stuff, and everything we do is self-taught, and we know how easy it is to make... We could probably make a movie right now with our cameras that are this kind of like Hollywood quality.
Hollywood quality.
Easily.
Because of things like YouTube, right? Which the other, you know, I think, well, my generation had it. Of like, you don't go to film school. You watch YouTube and like figure it out yourself, right? But YouTube wasn't available for that. So you had to go to school. There was no other way to get the real information.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a crazy thing. That's like, oh, now we're never gonna.
And the
just
weird
make a movie on your own.
I know the weird thing is like you know having gone to film school, the acting side of it legit, right? You're still gonna need to know those angles, do the things, hit your marks, all that other stuff.
Yes.
But the filmmaking side of it, because technology is changing so fast with the cameras and everything else, what are you teaching these kids that is still gonna be the same in 2 years, technology wise? Because used to learn how to lights, use all the cameras properly and everything else, yeah. It'll just all change.
No, the principles of lighting are still the same. The principles of angles are still the same.
But what they're talking about now with the new cameras that are coming out is that it will be AI. It will light for you. It'll find the thing and all that other stuff. Even with those stupid phones, where were we that, I think it was the Androids that take it, where there's no more flash anymore. Yeah. I think the new iPhones have it now too, but
it was the new iPhone that you were looking at.
Oh, it was. Okay.
Whereas that lady took a picture.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kid like in the straight up dark while they were sleeping and it looked like it was bright.
Yeah. No, so yeah, we're headed there. It's just going to eliminate a ton of shit. But if you do create content and you're able to utilize all this, like it'd be pretty fucking rad. Yeah, one of the last dreams I have is to make, you know, the St. James thing into a series. If I had the AI capability at my fingertip, fuck yeah, dude. It'd be awesome because there's no budget to that, really, you know?
Right.
You're just plugging it into the system. I guess the last thing you'd be just looking at the physicality of the characters, but that'd be about it.
Is there any dead people that, like, that no one has the rights to their...
Well, so that's the other thing. People are...
Because then we could have them...
People are digging this up now and trying to find out who they're related to, if they have the rights to it for the estate and all that other stuff.
But then also, after a certain amount of years, are they public domain?
Correct.
Yeah, if there's a voice, like a dead person that's public domain, let's just have all of them pitch, like, hard AF. Like, hard AF commercials.
James! We have him 5-5! Put this show on the air.
We do?
Yeah, we get them Panthers, dude. You want to do the Panthers?
Some Christmas Panthers?
Let's do them Christmas Panthers. Let's do it. First and foremost, ghostbed.com/drinking bros. Come on now. 50% off for the holidays. You believe that?
I can't.
I can't either. It's true. 50% off a mattress, pillows, sheets. Adjustable bases, mattresses for an RV.
Which we're going to probably have to do.
Well, we talked about it yesterday, and it's like, do we give him a clean one? I don't think. Does Joel even want one that's clean? Does he want one that's been in the trash or somebody else has had sex on or, you know? I'm not really sure.
Good point.
Not really sure what Joel wants. I don't know that.
What Joel wants.
what Joel needs. what I do know is it's 50% off of the promo code Drinking Bros. So load up the cart, Johnny, as high as it'll go. Use that promo code Drinking Bros for 50% off. And when you check out over there, it doesn't matter what you put in there. You want 30 mattresses? Fucking do it, dude. 50% off. When you check out, you're going to see a little box that you check. It's a 3-year pay-as-you-go program. No interest as long as you have decent credit over there. When you check that box... The 50% discount is still good with that, so stretch it out over 3 years. And then stretch out your legs on your new ghost bed, okay? Because congratulations, you're getting a new mattress today. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros right now. Get you and the missus a nice new bed for Christmas. Next up, we want to welcome back our old friends at Diet Smoke.
Love them.
Now, for those of you new to THC, we'll break it down for you here real quick. Diet Smoke crafts their premium THC products from 100% American-grown hemp. Speaking of crafting, the fellas over at Diet Smoke, they cooked up another can't-miss product. Their new shrooms, THC-blended gummies, have launched, and they're perfect. Each gummy packs a dose of uplifting THC and euphoric Amanita mushroom. I don't know how to pronounce it. I don't know what that is, but I did take these the other night. Refreshing flavor, great vibes all the way around. And discreetly shipped, by the way. So if you want to take these without anybody in your family knowing, it comes in a nice little how's your father bag that nobody knows what that is.
Yeah, your mammy and daddy won't find out. Your mammy and daddy.
So I took the new ones the other night. I think you did too. We watched Murder at the End of the World.
Yeah.
So the first one I took, I was 5 milligrams of the mushroom one and the THC. It was great. It was a nice little kick. Now, the second one was where I needed to be on that one. And I'm a big fan. I'm a lightweight though. They go up from like milligrams, so you can go all the way to 150 to 5 if you 5 milligrams if you want to, but it's a nice little tester. If you're out there and you're like, "Yo man, I want to try this shit, but I don't want to fucking trip out and burn down the house." That's the best way to test these out. Just get the smaller dose and then go up from there. They get a nice variety pack over there. All their products are third-party lab tested to ensure you're only getting the best ingredients and nothing else. They've even got all the lab results available through the QR code on the bag there. Boom, you can bang it. I love these. They've never missed. They're all even. They're all great. And what truly sets them apart is their customer service. So if you don't like them, ship them back. They don't care. Free money back, dude. Free money back guarantee over there. Here's the fun part for all our listeners. You go to dietsmoke.com. Use the code DB50. For 50% off any item, including all the new shroom gummies. Again, that is promo code DB50 for 50% off any item at dietsmoke.com, including all the new shroom gummies. Now, remember, you must be 21 years or older to purchase. Enjoy responsibly. And cheers to Diet Smoke. Huge fan of these guys. Take one almost every single night. Last but not least, James, we got hardafseltzer.com.
Woot woot.
Woot woot. Eastern Seaboard of North Carolina's opened up over there. Total Wines. Whiskey Creek has got it. Every single Brunches in Wilmington has got it. Randall's has it. A bunch of new locations coming up. If you want it near you, by the way, just contact Wyndham Distributor. So that way, if you're there and you're like, "Yo, dude, can I have this in my bar or restaurant or whatever?" Yes. Yes, you can. I want to see it down on the Fat Pelican down there. That'd be fun. Or the Carolina Beach
oh
Pier.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's go. It would be awesome.
The what?
Carolina Beach Pier. Dan's off screen, and he says he calls his dick the Fat Pelican.
Dude, it should be nice. There, though.
Yeah, it should be there. It'd be great. I'll hit up Wyndham after this. But, yeah, if you want it there, same with Ohio, dude. If you're in Ohio, because a lot of people are calling the distributor right now and getting it. As of today, some of our listeners got it all the way up to Toledo, which is right on the border of Michigan up there, which is awesome. It's Heidelberg. They do the entire state. Just call, hit up Heidelberg Distribution. Say you want Hard AF Seltzer in any of your locations up there. Bars, restaurants, package stores, all that stuff, and they'll do it. They just want to make sure the demand is there, so demand it. Go into your local liquor store, all that other stuff, and ask them to get the product there. It really helps us, and it's awesome. Now, look, we've been live in Tennessee for a long time. We're live in Georgia and Alabama in over 600 locations there. All the Piggly Wigglies, especially the one in Birmingham, they're all stocked up over there. Tuscaloosa is all stocked up. University of Alabama made the playoffs there. Corks and Tops, Rama Jamma, Shell Station on 1405 University Boulevard. They're all stocked up. Auburn's all stocked up. Tiger Liquors and all that stuff is all stocked up over there. And guess where else we're coming, Jabes? Texas.
What?
Texas should be open by Friday. Just got that PO last night. Gonna start off in 3 cities as we usually do, and then it spreads out throughout the states. Now, I got confirmation on the cities last night. Austin, Houston, Dallas will have Hard AF Seltzer, so you can buy some before Christmas and enjoy it at a very low price at a location nearest you.
Oh,
I'm assuming they'll probably start with Total Wines because we're in every single Total Wines in the Southeast.
Yeah.
Because I know people in Florida are just burning through them at every Total Wines in Florida down there,
mm-hmm.
which is rad, and we love that. And thank you, Miami, and the bars and all that stuff. But, yeah, so I imagine they'll start there. As soon as that list becomes available, we'll tell you live on air. But I should know it in 3 to 4 days here. So looking forward to that, slowly getting out there. Little by little. And if you're not in one of those 7 states or one of the surrounding states like Michigan, if you're, fuck man, if they got it in Toledo, just drive over the border and grab it, dude, and take it home. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But we'll still ship right to your house at hardafseltzer.com. The goal is to not do that and be open in all 50 states soon. But in the meantime, we'll still do it for you. Go to hardafseltzer.com, click in your city or zip in the store locator, find a store nearest you, or if you're not in a state where it's served, Have it shipped right to your house. Support us and support the show by going to hardafseltzer.com today. Well, yeah, because there was a song I used in FTR American Badass, and it was by this old famous singer named Ma Rainey. Well, after 80 years, it becomes public domain. And like when I had put in the request for the song, they came back with some outrageous amounts. And my music supervisor was like, hang on, dude. He's like, public domain expires in like 2 months. By the time this movie comes out, it's free, dude. And I was like, oh, shit. Okay. So I guess you'd have to go back and renegotiate those rights. But as far as who's alive today, and maybe this is, we've talked about this in the past, maybe this is why Tom Cruise was the first one to sell off his entire existence. Now, what that number was is unavailable, but he has already done that, and he was the first to do it, and I think it was 6 or 7 years ago. So
we could buy Tom Cruise to talk about Hard AF.
Right. You could buy, correct, when he dies.
When he dies.
So now you're starting to look at people who are about to die. Obviously, top of that list is Jimmy Carter. We have a peach flavor for Hard AF Seltzer. A Georgia peach ad read from Jimmy Carter.
Current day?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm gonna shift that back. Otherwise, that commercial is just going to be like,
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
Is he still alive, Bob? Can we do a check?
Yeah, he's alive and well.
Okay. Thank you.
He went on a 20-mile jog this morning.
Carter Corner intact.
Yeah. So he's alive. But yeah, you're getting into some real fun shit now. That's so weird, though, isn't it? Prince will be selling Hard AF to people here in Minnesota when it comes out.
If there's anyone that you can't get the rights to.
You sure can. You know why? He died without a will, and so his rights spread out. There's a weird law in Minnesota where every cousin, like cousins,
I know,
everything have the eligibility.
But then
so I think
one of them's going to fucking come after
no
you.
No shit. I think there's 11 people in his family that own the rights to Prince.
It's just the entire state of Minnesota.
Yeah, nightmare. Much, yeah. Nightmare. No, you can't go up against those people.
Who would be your top then? So let's say you were doing a movie. Who would be your top? Like, because let's face it, you'll be able to act against somebody.
Oh, okay.
So who would be the lead in that movie, and what would it be about if you could do it? Because I could write it. Like, that's the easy part. The hard part is actually shooting it, filming it, and putting it up there. Mm-hmm. So if you take that out of the equation, and I have you as a lead actress, what would be the movie, and who's the dead celebrity?
Oh, dead celebrity?
Yeah. Because what I could do is just call somebody who's related to fucking Brando and be like, hey, dude, do you hate money, or do you want to do this?
I wouldn't want to. No.
You think Brando would house you? AI Brando would house you in a scene?
It's not housing. It's just like he famously would just do his own thing, and you had to just go. Like, he's not a...
But now we've taken that away, okay? Because it's AI Brando. Who is it? Who's the one person? I know mine.
Dead?
Yeah.
I don't know. Who's yours?
I've always loved Paul Newman.
Okay.
Always, always loved Paul Newman. And that would be a real treat.
Right. Right.
But I know his rights are on lockdown forever because of the salad dressing and everything else. Fuck, I saw somebody on TV the other day talking about it, and they were talking to 20s, you know, kids in their 20s.
Yeah.
And they were like, hey, who's Paul Newman? Like, name sounds familiar, whatever. And they held up a jar of the salad. Oh, yes, the salad dressing.
The bread.
No idea that he was even a movie star at one point. That's how sad this has all become. But man, that's wild.
You get sad about too many things.
Me?
Mm-hmm. Sad and scared about too many things. And I just want you to, like, just want to make sure you're okay.
I'm not scared.
You get
scared.
Sad and scared and worried about so many things that you don't need to be sad and scared and worried about.
But imagine reading an article last night that wasn't written by a person and you don't realize it until halfway through. It's depressing as shit where I'm just like, why did I waste my time on this?
Like I said, you let too many things make you sad and scared.
Yeah.
Like, you really just gotta, like, right? I mean, I'm not saying don't care about it, but, like,
sure.
Just don't let it get to you that much. Like, Time, be like, oh, just be like crazy.
Time is valuable to me. Therefore, I just don't want it wasted. So, yeah, me reading an AI article last night, not figuring it out halfway through, I was like, well, shit, now I got to go back and find the real article and then figure out if that's real. I did eventually. It's just a waste of time, though.
Right.
I'm bringing back Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Oh, good call, God, you motherfucker. It,
that's a great one.
It's a great motherfucker.
One. He was in on a movie the other. We were watching this flick the other day with him in it, and I was like, "You forget how great he was." Yeah.
Yeah, in that vein.
Mm-hmm. It'd be a fun one for sure. Yeah. And I showed her, by the way, Dial of Destiny the other night, that Indiana Jones thing. Remember, I just showed you the first 2 minutes of the 35-year-old AI Harrison Ford, and you were like. Gosh. It's incredible.
We've come a long way from The Irishman. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, yeah.
In a very short amount of time, right?
Scorsese walk, though, so that everybody else could run. So Spielberg could run on that one, you know?
Yeah, De Niro kicked that guy in the head very gingerly.
He sure did. He sure did.
so that Harrison Ford could.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, it was good.
It's unbelievable.
Not the movie, but, the clip of him. I was like, oh my.
Yeah, dude.
And I was so scared. And I got so scared and worried. What's life going to be like?
You weren't scared and worried, but you were shocked. I've never seen you shocked at something.
I was shocked, but it was like I was shocked. And it was like it was a fun thing. It's been a while since I've been shocked. How about that?
Homer Cantu in the chat is saying Sean Connery. Jeep and Justin is saying Leslie Nielsen. That's not bad. Eric MC is saying Anne Frank. Okay.
Oh, okay. To bring back
Robin Heath. Williams. Oh, Robin Williams is a good one.
Oh, Heath Ledger.
David Mont says Robin Williams. That's a really good one. Yeah.
Yeah. Liotta. Although
I love Ray Liotta.
Yeah, I would make him, the AI would have to be like a little nicer than he actually is in real life. But.
Or could you bring back people before they lost their minds?
I think he's probably always been an asshole.
But I watched those stories kind of connect to each other and like TikTok and all that other bullshit. There was a run of Jim Carrey clips, and before he lost his mind, he was so fucking good in all that shit. Have you heard him speak recently?
No.
It's beyond...
maybe recently. I thought he was kind of coming back.
No, it's beyond Aubrey Marcus at this point. He genuinely feels like we're in a fake world and none of this is real. So it's hard.
But that's kind of how you sound right now.
No, I know. I want to live in the real world. I don't want the fake stuff.
But you're so scared that it's a fake world.
No one's scared.
Yeah, but that's kind of right. Like that's kind of what he said.
No one's scared.
Yeah, you were just like,
I like the real world.
But, no, I know you do.
Yeah,
but it's sometimes you do sound a little like Jim Carrey. That's all I'm saying.
No,
where
dude,
you're just like, how are we ever gonna right? You get very Jim Carrey. How are we ever going to know?
It's the opposite. Jim Carrey.
Can you imagine?
Jim Carrey says we're living in a fake world. I love the real world and I don't want to have a fake world.
Well, Jim Carrey's just ahead of you as far as his fear and sadness.
He could be. Because the rumor is he's living in a loft in New York with no television, no nothing, just painting all day. That's it.
Okay.
That's it. Pull him up because I think he's got like a... some huge gray beard, kind of like a David Letterman now and shit.
Yeah, I think he's had that for a while, right?
Yeah, where he's just painting in a loft in New York City, and he's just kind of checked out. The hilarious thing is he did stumble into one of those red carpet events and then did in one interview and then left and just said, you know, everything you're doing is fake and not real and all that other shit. Yep, there he is.
Yeah, he's looked like that for a while. I think that wasn't that his look for Jim and Andy? The documentary?
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's just funny that like people like, well, how did you find Nirvana or whatever? Like the truth, like, was it just because you're so rich? You don't have to work for most of the year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I don't understand. Cause it's not like he's done anything profound.
Right.
Right.
I think that's the callback though, to all these people, including Aubrey Marcus and everything else, where you have all this money, you're bored in your life. Therefore you've got to seek out some weird shit to find an answer to why you're so rich and you're not.
But there are artists that I would be like, okay, they might be more in touch with some sort of like energy, some sort of wavelength than the average person, right?
Yeah, I'm sitting right next to you. I get it.
Yeah. Like if like Cormac McCarthy or something like that, you know what I mean? But like, dude, you wrote Ace Ventura. Like I just like, no, you don't. Yeah. You understand how to make people giggle. Like that's what you understand how to.
Right. But then they get into the machine of it and they're like, oh, wait, yeah. I got into it for the art. And now I have to like do press and do it. And like, yeah, it sucks. And you see behind the curtain of the fakeness and the weirdness.
Do you know who's flirted with that? And I actually give more credence to them, a lot more credence to them feeling that way, even though I still think they're kind of a little closer to Jim Carrey than they probably view themselves.
What, who?
Donald Glover.
Mm.
He talks like that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like very philosophically, and you know, like the talks about like the patterns that people, you know, that you see if you just look and blah, blah.
Oh yeah. He does that shit all the time.
And it's like, well, you're definitely more of an artist than Jim Carrey, but you know.
Yeah. But I also think this is why everybody's like longing for this nostalgia and kind of the way things used to be and all that shit. Like the amount of DMs we get for the Creed tour.
Right.
Is unbelievable, and everybody's amped, and the ticket sales are nuts. Same with Blink 182. They sold out, and the tickets were in the aftermarket were so high. They've already announced another world tour for next year already, mm-hmm. and those have already gone on sale. The latest story today was Nelly. Nelly's back now. So over
never
the
left.
Weekend,
yeah.
You said never left. I can't remember a song in the last few years with Nelly.
Well, he's a St. Louis.
Beatles never left either, baby. Yeah,
true.
You don't need it. You don't need to keep putting out songs. You
and
have
that,
your
that might
brilliant
be true.
Catalog.
So over the weekend, he did a halftime show for one of the.
It was the Big 12 championship.
That's
game.
It. Yep, Big 12, which is massive. That was in Jerry World. 90,000, you know, seats sold out, and people were fucking amped. He sounded great. He looked great. It was rad. Everybody went to social media and it was fun. And they were like, holy shit, Nelly, dude. Yeah. This is great. And then yesterday morning, it gets announced that his ex-girlfriend, Ashanti, who we all loved, we all love them together. They rekindled their romance and they're having a baby. And the internet went wild again of like,
dude,
you know?
Yeah.
And you're like, holy shit. Yes, this was simpler. This was better.
Right.
People sleep on how good Nelly's catalog is. All right. There is some, it is fucking deep and it is fucking good.
How deep is it?
Sing Nelly a couple and the bars. Saint Lunatics. Sing a couple bars, Bob.
I can't do him justice.
No matter what I do, all I dream about is you. Oof. Dirty now. Eth Koth, I know you're feeling that. There's a ton of them. There's a bunch of Nelly songs. Whoa. And there was a run there for a while where. Sure.
Well, you know what happened?
Mm-mm.
So he started in 2000, I think, right?
Okay.
Had a great 4-year run, but another album came out in 2004 called The College Dropout.
Oh.
And rap changed forever.
Yeah, that's true. Wow. That's true, it did. Wow. Damn, dude. But either way, looks great, sounds great, and he's back with Ashanti. They're having a kid together. Internet was fucking stoked. Like, yes, dude. Yeah. Real people doing real shit again. You know?
Yeah.
Let's go, Nelly.
See, Ross, you don't need to be so scared and
no
fearful.
No one is scared.
You
and
are.
Fearful.
You are. And I need you to see that.
I just don't want to, you know. I don't want to live in the fake.
No, I know.
Wanna, I don't want
I
the
know,
fake
and you're
shit.
So scared of it. But you just need to calm down.
Yeah. By the way, a few weeks ago, maybe 6 weeks ago, when that Israeli-Palestine thing happened, I said if you came out against for Palestine, you were getting fucking dropped by your agency and blackballed and all that shit. It's starting to happen now.
Mm-hmm.
Susan Sarandon was the first one. And they said, see you later. After 25 years at her big agency, fuck off.
Yeah, but they're dropping the people they're not using anyways, huh?
Sarandon still is great.
Okay, well, what has she been doing? What money has she been making?
Pull it up.
She's still booking?
Yeah, she's still booking, dude.
She's still booking?
She's still booking,
dude. So she's actually...
I think she apologized, and it's
she
like,
did.
cool now.
But after she got dropped from her agency, she had to drop that apology there. So
right.
She's actually working quite a bit.
Yeah.
Like, if you're an agent, you're making good money off her. She was in Blue Beetle, that superhero movie. So she had two films in 2022.
Oh, the Marvel movie?
Yeah. Okay. I think it's DC, but regardless.
DC whatever. And actually, I guess, one of the better DC movies.
Allegedly,
yeah.
She was in six episodes of a show called caught. I don't know what that is, but it's Australian soldiers sent on a mission, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Anyway, she was in 6 episodes of that. She's in an episode of Dan Harmon's new show on Fox, Krapopolis or whatever. She's got 4 movies coming out in the next couple of years. Yeah, I mean, she's a worker at this point.
Sarandon, dude.
And Sarandon. They dropped her?
Yeah. See you later. See you later.
It was a real Gaza move.
Look, they did the same thing for fucking Elon Musk. You know, all they're all boycotting and all that. That's what that was over. Bob Iger and those guys at Disney. Sorry. That is what it is. Again, simpler times. We need to go back to simpler times and kind of heal everyone here. Britney Spears' dad had his fucking leg amputated yesterday, you know? And that's going to bring the family back together.
It looks like it. She's already been hanging out with her mom.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
On the gram? The last one I saw of her on the gram was her buck naked on a bed, just cutting videos together of her rolling around on a bed buck naked over
and
over.
She goes back and forth. Her gram is not like a consistent grid. Do you know what I mean?
Neither is her mind.
Right. So like she just, you know, she has an episode.
Play
or
that
she
one,
feels,
Bob. That'll send you down a rabbit hole.
She feels like doing.
Yeah. And this is what she felt like doing.
Yes.
In her hotel room. Yeah. Just pulling her bikini down and rubbing her breasts.
Yes.
So that's why everybody follows Britney Spears.
Yeah, if you're wondering.
Seems cool.
Yeah. Bob just followed her right now.
Yeah. I do like the I do like her caption. I found a bra from Victoria's Secret that doesn't hurt. I love a push-up bra, but I don't like padded push-up bra. This bra is genius. Pushes you up and there's no padding. Also, it's silk. I don't even feel like I'm wearing anything, and it's a pretty color, too. 40 can suck my dick. I turned 6 this year. I feel 6 most of the time anyways.
Ooh,
6 years old.
Geez,
that's a weird
Louise.
Thing to end this video with.
God.
Oh, boys, you're trying. I mean, you're this close from pulling your pussy out and you're saying, I feel 6.
Yeah,
man.
I'm just saying she could make fucking millions if on this OnlyFans. Was all.
Yep. Put it on OnlyFans.
Pay to play.
Just put it on OnlyFans, Brittany.
No matter what it is.
If she identifies as a 6-year-old, should we stop watching this video?
Bobby,
yeah,
Bob,
that's going to be up to you, friend.
Yeah, you keep watching.
It's all
it,
it's personal. Porn is
you're
like,
one of the producers. You're playing.
It's like comedy and food, right? Yeah. It's very personal. Yeah.
But imagine posting that, and then the next day, my dad's getting his leg amputated. You know. It's
I
just,
think honestly,
it's a weird juxtaposition.
He just like pulls up Instagram. They're like, sir, are you ready for your surgery? It's just like, take my head.
Yeah.
Just take my head.
Is there any way we could leave the leg on and then I just
and remove
go?
My eyes. Yeah. So I don't have to see my daughter just cut, doing just cut my head this off. On mm-hmm. Instagram.
Just cut my fucking head off.
Oh, gosh. At what point do you just turn it off for your kids, you know, where you're just like, I can't do this anymore?
Turn what off for your kids?
The social media, the world, everything, and be like, look, this kid is fucking helpless.
5 years ago?
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, with kids, never.
Dude.
But her kids should probably be done.
Oof.
But like, as far, you don't give up on the kids, but kids can give up on parents.
Okay. Because the kids are old enough where they got Instagram and they're watching this shit. You know?
Yep.
My God, dude.
It's kind of the rules.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you got to get stuck with these weird ass kids that you're just going to care and worry about forever.
And you can't change.
You can't change
who they're going to be or what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I'm scared about. The rest
sure.
of the shit I'm not scared
you should
about.
Be.
But that, yes, where you're just like, all right, cool, man.
You should be.
One of our kids turned into some little fucking Antifa member with purple hair and came home at Thanksgiving. I was just like, Palestine has a point.
Right.
You're like, holy fucking shit, dude.
Right.
Pass the turkey leg and shut the fuck up.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
Just getting past the gravy and poured all over my face.
Yeah.
All right, I want to check out of life. Do you guys have a crime corner today? We got a little crime corner and all?
We do.
We do.
All right. Crime corner.
Crime corner. All right, Bob, do you want to do
describe the crime first?
Yeah, we'll describe the crime and then we'll just show a picture.
Okay.
So Florida man arrested after woman was found shot in arm at Rib City.
Yeah, she's at Rib City getting ribs.
And that is
where is Rib City?
Well, it's a chain. Mm-hmm. I'm on their website right now. Locations include, let's see here.
What do we got there?
Well, we need to.
Rob's still on Britney Spears' Instagram.
The picture is a real reveal. And so we're not wanting to
Rib City?
No, of like.
How do I
the
not
man
know
that
what
was
Rib
caught?
I know how it is interesting. Like you would think,
You would think that I of all people would know Rib City.
Yeah, but
where's their flagship?
Yeah, where is their?
There's
flagship?
Some in where'd Florida, Colorado, Kentucky.
Fort Myers it was going through some hard times there, but I'm happy to do it. Oh, there's a lot in Florida.
Fort Myers is the big one. It looks like
For some Rib City there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
What happened though at Rib City?
So the victim had gone out to buy a vape and just looked down at her arm. She as one does in Florida, right? You eat a rack of ribs at Rib City.
Yeah.
You go to grab a vape.
Yep.
Yeah.
Little nicotine after the meal, and you look down and you're like, oh, I'm shot.
So didn't know she was shot.
Yeah, she had been shot. Now this is the gentleman who did it.
Oh, come on.
Right.
Come on. That's not a real person.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way this is a real person.
That's
yes,
Florida
it's
man
a real
right there.
Person. Why would it not be a real person?
How do they get burned on exactly half of their hairline like
ask
this?
Ask Harvey Dent.
Yeah.
Yes. I've only seen it as a comic book character, not a real person.
Yeah, the Hound. This guy's the Hound.
Holy fucking shit.
And half the beard, too.
Yeah, half
that?
The beard is gone.
Yeah.
So homeboy pulled out a gun at Rib City?
He just popped one off.
I don't think there was any kind of attack or anything, so that's how she didn't really know or something. Right? He just kind of shot randomly and wildly.
He just pulled out his gun in Rib City.
Yes.
So essentially, they found a gun and ammo in the hotel room that they were staying at. This is her boyfriend.
Oh God!
This is the woman's boyfriend.
This gets worse.
I need to see the
somebody
woman.
Dates that. Yeah, I got to see this woman. Somebody dates that
are they
that person.
I don't
are
think
they showing the victim.
I think she's Jane Doe.
Yeah.
They've had multiple domestic violence incidents. The
you
police
don't say.
The police knew who they were, and
what
she
are,
and she tried to
so
cover for
angry?
Him.
What is he so angry about?
Right.
Well, he had half his face burned
the police
off.
Tried to what?
So the police showed up, and she was like, "Oh, I think it was a drive-by. I don't know." And then they found a gun and ammo laying just out in the open in the motel room. And they were like, "I think it was you guys that did this."
Yeesh.
And not a drive-by that no one else saw.
How is bail only at 10,000? I'm reading that article.
Because
there.
I don't think she's pressing charges, right?
I am not convinced that it was on purpose.
But also, but wouldn't Rib City, though, want to sue and be like, hey, you can't be shooting up my restaurant?
But I don't think. I don't know. I don't know.
All right, let's reverse engineer this.
Crime corner is going to leave us with more questions, I think.
It sure is. Let's look at an interior photo of Rib City so I can understand what this establishment looks like on the inside. I think that'll help me more. Because if it's super nice, then no, I don't really see the manager being cool with this. If it's a fucking shithole,
mm-hmm.
then it's probably just another day at Rib City. But I forgive me, I've never been. Anybody in the chat ever been to a Rib City in Florida?
No, listen, though. Lot. I think she might have been found there.
Who was found
But
there?
Not shot
There's
there.
Not a lot of details.
Not a lot of details, but I think she,
But this is the Rib City in question,
right.
I believe.
I mean, according look, I'll fuck with those ribs.
What we're getting from the article, which is, she went out to get a vape and then, maybe went into Rib City and they're like, oh, wait, what? You were shot?
Yeah, okay. This is the Rib City in question. Nice establishment.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, that's not a nice establishment.
The first one
look
you showed
ribs.
Us,
now
Rob,
the ribs look good,
Rob, was a real misleading
sure
picture.
Sure was. All right,
the first
yeah,
one
let's
you
go
showed.
Let's go on the inside of that. Let's show me a table or something like that. There we go.
Look at those fixins.
All right, so the table itself, blow that up a little bit. All right, it's not terrible.
No, it's not terrible.
It's not terrible
been
at all.
There for a while.
I'm not going to shit on Rib City here. This doesn't look terrible at all. The ribs look good in that pick.
They got fun accoutrement on the walls.
They do.
You know what I mean?
Some flair.
They got a lot of flair in there. A
lot of flair.
I wouldn't mind watching a ball game in there, a Monday night game in there.
They serve beer, at least, from what I can tell.
They sure do.
Oh, Wednesday night is 50 Cent draft night with an entree.
That's when it was.
There you go.
That's when it was.
Yep.
Huh?
There you go.
So we found out it was on a Wednesday.
Yeah. Now we're starting the to shooting. Understand.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now this is Rib City's fault. You're having 50 Cent draft night. 50 Cent draft night always turns into a fucking
Rib City
show.
Bitch. Rib City bitch.
You can't blame Rib City
bitch
for that.
A 50 Cent draft night? You sure can.
But you can't. Yeah.
Let's see these tables. Okay. This looks like a Hooters in like Wilmington, North Carolina.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
Like a nice house.
Yeah, it's not terrible. I'm not gonna shit on Rib City.
It's very similar to Sonny's Barbecue, which is also big in Florida.
Sonny's, I know.
Oh, you can eat chicken for $8.
I've never been to Rib City. But it doesn't look bad. What about their menu? What's their price point there?
All right. Fort Myers. Let's see. We got some apps. 3 cheese fries, crunchy onion rings, $8. Buffalo shrimp, $10. Fried okra, a true Southern favorite.
To the specialty.
Let's go to the Rib City
specialty. Rib City specialty. All right, okay. I like to start with the appetizers. All right,
I know you do.
Same.
I like
Thanks,
to app
Bob.
It up as well,
That's
Bob.
All
but
I
got
to
see what the main courses cost.
Yeah. All right, Rib City specialty here. One full rack of baby back ribs, $20. One and a half racks of baby back ribs, only $24.
Not terrible,
but not super.
We got
cheap.
Combos.
No.
We got combos.
Yeah.
I mean, how much do you expect to pay for ribs? I imagine it'd be like 25, 30 bucks.
Yeah, that's a good look. If you're in Austin, you're paying $80. So for this, sure. That's not bad at all.
And they've got other stuff too. They've got a barbecue chicken dinner, barbecue pork dinner, barbecue beef dinner.
Yeah, because look, if you get a rack of ribs for $4.99 and then you're drinking beer for 50 cents, then yeah, people are getting shot. I don't really understand this, and I stand by Rib City on this. The guy with the burn off face, can we just end him? Like end that guy's life? Is he need to be around in the world?
He honestly should not be.
No, and it's why. And do you want to be?
Maybe some therapy.
Do you want to be?
He's
this
an
is
angry
like a
guy.
Like
this
JoJo just, the dog face boy type.
What is he contributing?
Nothing to society. You mean?
Yeah,
nothing. It's just a waste of time.
What kind of job does he have?
And how did he get a gun? How do you walk into a gun store looking like that? And they're like, yeah, you know what? Sure, guy.
Not convinced he got it from a gun store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The details, murky.
Murky.
All of it.
Yeah. Not a gun control guy, but that guy rolls in to get a gun. Maybe decline him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, easily. This guy walks in with a fucking face burn off. He's got a vendetta.
Well, now listen. No, but I would just ask a couple questions first. Do you know what I mean?
Well, let me pose a question to you then. How do you think this young man, because he's 25 years old, got half of his face burned off?
Meth explosion.
There you go. Same thing. Same.
Yeah, but why can't that person have a gun?
If they were cooking their own meth and then their face exploded.
Trying to make
exploded,
a living. Yeah.
Well, it looks like he was smoking it and then his face exploded.
Yeah, I don't think he's the entrepreneur here.
I don't either. Is that the Rib City guy there?
This is Rib City president, Craig Peden.
What's up, Craig?
The accidental franchise plan.
Yeah.
Whoopsie daisy.
We can franchise a Rib City for 50 grand.
I'd love to.
Let's fucking do it, at least out here, right? We need something else in drip.
People,
it's getting insane.
Everybody bitches about barbecue. We've got a great one by our house, and you kind of forget about it.
I know. Switch. We were going to get
I love
it.
Love Switch.
Bob was going to get it the other day.
Yeah, Switch is great, Bob.
I almost, if Valentina's shit out on us,
okay.
I was going to get Switch.
And no one, by the way, no one would be disappointed.
No, it's great. It's absolutely great. But there's just so many options out here. Where you go to Florida, you don't have many options for ribs.
I just go to Switch for the Margs. I like to drink there.
Oh, it's great. You know, the great bar, too.
Margs are bomb. Apps are bomb. Sides.
Nachos are outstanding there.
Really don't go there for the for the actual barbecue.
But now in Florida, a Rib City makes sense. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We don't have a lot.
No, you sure don't down there. Mm-hmm. A lot of Olive Gardens.
It's a big chain state.
It is, yeah. A lot of Cheddars, Red Lobsters, things like that. But not a lot of ribs there. So good for that guy, whatever his fucking name was.
Mm-hmm.
What, Jesse? I forgot his name. That's a beautiful man.
So you're
not
saying
not the dog face boy guy, but the other one.
Oh, the guy that made. Okay,
the like, actual owner of Rib City.
Sure, yeah. Sure.
Yeah, and maybe get this guy off the streets. Okay.
Yeah.
and just get him way the fuck out of life.
Yeah.
We don't need it there. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Don't need it at all, actually, sure. Jesse. So.
Yeah, for sure.
All good on that. We appreciate you tuning in, kids. It's nice to be back. I feel like it's such a, like that 4-day stretch we're off.
I know.
It's a long time, right?
My God.
It's nice to be back, dude.
Feels good.
Sure does. It feels like an eternity almost. So every time we come back on a Tuesday, I'm like, holy shit, where have we been?
Yeah.
We've been off for 4 or 5 days, but now we're back, baby. Jess, you got a new crime corner out right now.
I do.
You guys dropped it on our Patreon. If you're not subscribed to Drinker Bros Podcast on Patreon, we usually have the most content of any single channel on Patreon. We got 5 live shows every single day a week. What was your last crime corner? I saw the clip of it. It looked dope. You guys were in the trailer?
Joel's trailer? We did Joel's Town. No. Jonestown in the murder trailer.
Okay.
I'm getting a little bit more into just some cults came back into my life for a little bit.
Okay.
It'll go away. But I wanted to pay tribute to the best to ever do it.
Yeah, Jim Jones.
Jim Jones.
Did you end up playing that audio footage of Sam?
No, we played a little bit of the speech, but it is on YouTube too.
Oh, is it really?
So you have
okay, good, good, good.
45 minutes of the actual drinking of the Kool-Aid scene. So we did not go any further than his
okay.
beginning speech just because I couldn't listen to it and I really don't think anyone else. Again, we're fun and flirty.
Yeah,
you know
I played
I mean?
Some clips for you of the kids screaming and shit.
Yep.
And you were like, no, I think I'm going to check out of that. But I didn't yep. know where you guys landed, if you ended up doing it or not.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
The beginning of it is him just kind of, you know, getting people ready.
Yeah.
Getting people psyched.
Inspired.
Get inspired to walk up to the vat.
What
of,
was in the yeah?
Kool-Aid.
What was in the Kool-Aid exactly that made him die?
Flavor-Aid.
What's Flavor-Aid?
Cyanide.
Oh, cyanide.
Yep.
Is that a quick death? Is that painless?
No.
Oh God.
Yeah, it's pretty horrible.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
What happens to you?
I think it's just like any poisoning, things just start breaking down slowly.
Your entire system?
Yeah.
All right. But how quick? What are we looking at on over under death? What's the time? 2 minutes?
Here's what happens. I just Googled it.
Sure.
You suffocate slowly. You can still breathe, but your blood can't use oxygen as it normally does.
Perfect.
All the while convulsing and foaming at the mouth.
Mm.
If you listen to the tapes, you can hear some horrible
gurgling.
Horrible
gurgling,
thing.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
So not a great way.
No.
Is there a way that you could just drink something and go to sleep forever? What's that? And why aren't they doing that, I guess?
So apparently in 1983, there was an execution in the United States. Jimmy Lee Gray.
Okay.
They used cyanide gas. And obviously there's witnesses, right?
Yeah. I think you get 12.
You get, and you're on the other side of the glass.
Yep.
And you get to watch justice be served, potentially.
Yeah.
Witnesses had to clear the observation room after watching him gasping, choking, and I guess wanting to die so badly from the pain that he was banging his head against a metal pole for minutes trying to kill himself.
Holy fucking shit.
Yeah. And you say, like, why don't they get... Now, listen, those kinds of deaths are very expensive and hard. Can you get me some Vicodin right now? No. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
can
I can
they?
Do that.
No, you can't.
There's some on my back.
Yeah, but how hard was it for you to get that?
Oh, yeah. It's a
do
bitch.
You know what
it's
I mean?
A bitch.
So, like, when you're talking about a, you know, cult in Guyana, what can they get? What can they get access to? That's why people use antifreeze. It's like the other things are harder to get, more expensive, whatever. But yeah, there is ways to just put yourself night.
Man, Bob, so let's say that dude killed my kid and got the death penalty or whatever it was, and I was in that room because I would want to be there.
Yeah.
As what they do with those 12 seats is they offer it up to family members first.
Mm-hmm.
If you decline it, then they open it up to the public or press or whoever it is. If I was able to see that guy die in that manner in front of me,
I'd be
celebrating like the Falcons just won the Super Bowl. I mean, it
would
be fucking
awesome. He was executed for kidnapping, raping, and murdering a 3-year-old girl.
Great. Even better.
Why would you even clear out?
Fuck,
it must have been
yes.
his family that cleared out.
No shit.
Everyone else would have been like,
I would have cheered
Let's
that on.
Fucking go.
Yeah. Like, that was the fucking last drive against Notre Dame this year. I would have been, yeah.
Although fuck, I say yeah. that, I say that, and then, like, seeing that in front of you.
Nope.
Probably. No,
that's
no,
exactly
I mean,
what I want to see.
If it's yours, yeah.
That's exactly what I want to see, Bob. Fuck yeah. I wonder who cleared out of there. Fuck. How long did it take the dude to die?
Not, I mean, long enough. I think, man, I just saw minutes. They decided to clear the observation room 8 minutes after the gas had been released.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
That's a long time. But there's lots of stories of those, the sequence of drugs, like not really working on someone or not using enough of it.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah. Yeah, electricity, shit like that.
Yeah. There's people that have had to go like back in multiple times. Be like, that didn't work. We got to try again. You know what I mean?
Sorry,
like,
could you
imagine,
get up?
Yeah. I imagine like living through one of them and being like, I mean,
yeah.
You try. What's the rule? You tried one time.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yep. That you get one chance.
Mm.
But no, they have to keep bringing them back in.
That's a good one. I'm glad you told me that story. And we ended on a real positive note today. Fuck that guy.
Yep.
That's exactly what I want to happen. Because the quick death shit for people like that, no, I don't want to see that.
Exactly.
Let's make this long and painful and just absolutely fucking horrific.
Yeah, and I mean, sure. he had committed that murder while out on parole for another murder he had committed,
yeah.
I think, while he was underage. He killed his 16-year-old girlfriend, so.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye! I like right. that.
Yeah.
Fuck him, dude.
Jimmy Lee Gray.
You were on extra innings at that point.
Sure
anyways.
Are, friends. Sure are. Man. All right. Actually, ended on a happy note for me today. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Revenge.
Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away at that point. For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. The Jables, I'm Ross Patterson. This is The Revolution. Buenos tardes, everyone.
Good afternoon. Wow. Oh, whoa.